Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance this evening. Help this council make the best decisions for the people of this town. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Clerk, you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark. Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lake Perry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. If everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting, any additions, corrections, or questions? If none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, please?
Motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Clerk's report.
I got one report as a review from IDOT regarding our MFT. So it's just a review. It's called review number 71. And it goes over, it covers the period between January 1st of 22 and December 31st of 22. And it just certifies that all our entries are correct. Everything was accounted for. They just do like this audit every year, and then they send me the certificate that says everything that was spent in motor fuel tax is good. And I just have to share it with at the regular council meeting, so.
Thank you
very much. All right, moving on. Treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything?
Nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report. Nathan?
Nothing from me.
Thank you, sir. Engineer's report. Keith isn't here this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this board this evening? All right, hearing no one. Moving on. Committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer. Alderman John Spotlow.
We got a back truck back. They said they just started working. They found nothing wrong. There is an issue. They can send a tech out and try to hook up to it and see at that given moment if there's an issue that they can spot and figure out.
All right. Thanks, Evan. Streets and Alleys. Alderman David Livingston.
Nothing here unless Evan does.
Okay. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
Just have stuff in the new business down below. Chris, you don't have anything to share other than down below the new business stuff?
The candidate that we hired went down to complete the power test and was unsuccessful in his first attempt. So he has another try on the 19th. If he doesn't pass that, then he won't be allowed to enter the academy.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. And Brad, thank you. Water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
Nothing left. Evan, has anything changed on the water? Have you heard any more on the grant and stuff?
Keith went down. He did some surveying there, and they're trying to finalize drawing up where they want to put stuff.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Moving on, utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Jim Long.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
I have a thing here. I don't know if anybody's seen it in that, but it's about the Smithsonian Museum in Main Street is coming to Havana, Illinois. And this program is called Spark, and it's places of innovation and that. But anyway, This doesn't happen until like January 13th and February 17th, and has the hours here and stuff and that. But it might be something that I'll bring it up later on, but it might be something that we might be interested in, because they're going to also learn about the innovative ways that Havana has reinvented itself. And that way, maybe we can pick up some ideas and they can kind of help us and kind of go from there. So I'll get a little more information on the program and go from there. So.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Moving on, TIF, Mr. Spotlow.
We have an ordinance passed in the unfinished business.
All right, thank you. Citizens Committee, Amanda, Sheila, have anything?
I didn't hear anything from her.
Okay. All right. Christmas Committee, I don't see Kenny. Christmas lights look beautiful, as usual. All right, moving on, Public Works Report, Evan Palmer. What do you have for us, sir?
Well, all I got to add on that is on the back truck and all that, we're just still working on the line inventory program, just chipping away that day by day. So we're getting closer. Just now it's real spotty. It's not just sections. So jumping around a lot, but we're getting there with the new potholder. So it's working fantastic and making the work go faster.
Very good. Very good. All right. We're going to move on to unfinished business. We have a TIF ordinance for the historical preservation. Is that yours, John?
Yeah, it's the ordinance that we had drawn up at the last meeting. We voted to give them $13,508.15 for a grant. So we just need to pass this ordinance for that. I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance for the Town Society for historical preservation.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Clerk, we have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Mayor Leiferry.
Aye. All right, that motion carries. We move on to new business. Tasers and body cameras, police department. Brad, say.
Yeah, he's got a bid here for the tasers and body cameras. As you know, we have to have them by 2025 and have to have the body cameras. This is a 5-year deal. $10,000 is the first year that's purchasing the items. I did see there's a Let's Be Grant, but it won't come open until February for the body cameras, but they'll just reimburse us.
There's also a grant through our city insurance, the IPMG, which I've already got them working on the grant for that. That's up to $10,000, and there's also another reimbursement grant that ILEAS is running for tasers and body cameras.
Okay.
That one hasn't opened yet, but it's expected to open before the end of the month.
That was the way that ILESP one shows that they're still doing 21 through 23. They just closed that and they'll open up in February for the ones.
The big thing about this is that the IPMG grant from the insurance, it renews every 2 years. So you get $10,000 every 2 years for it. So if there's two ways to do this. There's paying for it all just up front. And the guy who does the grant is working on getting the $10,000 block approved if it's paid for up front. Or if it's approved to do it yearly, there's a total and there's a yearly breakdown on there. If we do the yearly one, that first payment, they will cover half of the cost of the first year, so it'll be a $5,000 payment for that one, which brings the first year down to $5,000, and then it'll be $2,500 for the following year because it can cover half.
Sure.
Of what each yearly payment was, and then we could do the grant again and cover the other halves of the other remaining years. So it's that has to be done. Like I said, I've already got the guy working on the grant for the IPMG one.
Sure.
The one for ILEAS, which is some of the stuff that is on there, like the NIMS resolution, and what you use for ILEAS to get us ILEAS compliant, so that can apply for the grant.
Right. So I guess we just have the option of whether we want to do it all in total or whether to do the payments. So it goes down to $5,000.
So how many cameras and tasers are we getting?
Two each.
Yeah. And apparently these charges are for
five
the yearly charges.
Yes. They're gonna store your data.
Biggest cost is the data.
Thank you.
The biggest cost is the data. They typically include training for the body cameras, for the administrative level body cameras, and for the tasers. I've already had that through the sheriff's office, so I had them take that out of the quote, so that's saved a little bit of money there.
Who stores it? Is it on the cloud or is it?
Yeah, it's Axon. It's stored by Axon.
Okay. But is this another one of them companies that's going to charge us so much a year to store this? Or?
That's included in the quote there.
Yeah.
Okay. The storage is included in the quote.
Yes, it's $10,000 the first year to acquire everything, and then just flip on it there. And then it's $5,400 the next year. It should be $600.
Yeah,
so the estimated total is $33,273.30.
Yeah, that's clear through January 2028. Well, it actually took through December 2028.
Yeah. See, here's the date.
I know.
Sure, yeah.
But we don't even need this until 2025, right?
It's statutorily required for.
That's what it requires.
Yeah, January 1st, 2025.
But that's the thing brought on by the state of Illinois, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Yep. So I'll make a motion that we approve this, and I would still just do the payments, do the yearly payment. I think it's a lot easier on the city to do it that way.
I was going to have to do it.
Yeah, I would just add that if we do that, and then I'll continue to get the grants.
Sure.
They are reimbursement grants, so I just have to send them in whatever we pay for, and then they will reimburse us with the grant.
Sure.
So the city will pay all of it up front and then get paid back by the grant?
Well, they'll still do the payments.
Never mind, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they'll be the yearly payments that the city will pay. It'll be reimbursed by the grant.
But at this time, it's not a requirement. So if we're voting on it tonight, we're paying something that we're not required to do until 2025.
Correct.
So. Things may change.
How much of a necessity do you think these things are for the police department?
Well, if you're asking me for hard figures on it, there's been a lot of studies that body cams have shown, it's been statistically proven that they reduce citizen complaints because they know they're being reported. Everything, there's no his side, my side, it's all recorded. Every interaction is recorded on the body cam. They say it reduces citizen complaints, reduces complaints on officers, and Nate can probably attest to, now there's a recording of whatever happened, so when an attorney gets it, they look at it, and there's no arguing with video.
It's a game changer, for sure.
So it's also one of those things that you can't quantify. It's like a police officer doing a patrol. You can't actually say what they prevented, because you just don't know. So, but there's a lot of studies out there that say that the positives
we've had instances in the past we would have body cams.
And that's the sad part. That's a societal thing. That's not a police thing. That's not a. That's a societal thing. That's a. Never mind.
Well,
you're right.
When it comes right down to it, I mean, there was just the officer involved shooting here a few years ago. And how much trouble would that have saved the city if that was actually on body cam so everybody saw what actually happened?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, and the tasers, I will speak, it's the tasers prevent officer injuries, they prevent suspect injuries, because now you're not having to, basically beat somebody into submission. You have a tool that you can go to if you absolutely need to. And those are also a huge positive for officer safety and suspect safety.
Well, it's the same thing as this, like Evan, wearing a body cam, and we had a sewer problem, that the sewer opened up and there was a car drove in, it was his fault. Well, body cam was there, it wasn't my fault, I didn't dig the hole, it just blew out. It's the same thing, just because it's a police department. I mean, I'm going to take the word of the police department. Mm-hmm. And do I just need to spend $30-some thousand to prove that it was the police department? Now, that's a question right there. And just because the state of Illinois required it?
If you're going to have a police department, you're going to have to kind of give them what they need to function correctly.
I second that if you didn't get that.
I think they function correctly already. So.
We have a motion to, what was your motion, Brad?
To approve the purchase under the yearly billing with $10,160.49 the first year and $5,000 clear down to January of 2028, $6,122.45 for a total of
$33,273.30. And that's the amount to purchase tasers and body cameras?
Yeah, and they're back of their clouds and
okay.
Software.
Okay.
Most of the software backup.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? If not, clerk, you call roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
No.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
No, because I believe in my police.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, 4-2, motion carries. Moving on, this is also police related, this National Incident Management System. Need this to apply for funding, is that what I understood, Chris?
Yeah, it's to get us basically up to compliance status with IDIS, which if you guys, I don't know how familiar everybody is with IDIS. IDIS is a law enforcement alarm system, so if there are huge incidents, they can tap the participant agencies for resources. But it also, once we become compliant, Lewistown as a city could also tap the resources. So, say another tornado comes through and actually hits the town. Once we are at least certified and everything, I can make a phone call and I can have officers, equipment, and everything here on site in a matter of hours rather than waiting for the federal government to come in. The NIMS resolution is basically saying that we will participate in this in accordance with the Department of Homeland Security's framework and implementation of it. So,
is there a cost on this for us?
No cost.
The resolution is in your packets.
I got it.
It's just a It's a hoop you have to jump through to.
Who did you say was to help us be in compliance with?
ILEAS.
Okay.
Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System.
We need a motion.
Spell it.
ILEAS. It's the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System.
Okay.
The alert system.
David, you're making a motion to pass this, or to...
I'll make a motion.
All right. John's making a motion. Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. The resolution is passed. All right. Moving on. Motor fuel tax maintenance resolution. Cindy?
It's a resolution we have to pass every December because... motor fuel tax is from January 1st through December 31st. Our fiscal year doesn't start till May 1st, so this gives us okay to spend motor fuel tax money between January 1st and April till May 1st.
That's another one that thinks that we have to approve to spend tax credit money, but the state of Illinois, they can do whatever it wants to. They don't send us a thing for approval, but they have to approve what we want to do in our community, so.
Yep.
Move to approve. All right, we have a motion to approve this resolution. We have a second?
I'll second that.
Cindy, do we have to vote on that roll call?
Yeah, since it involves money.
Right.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, tax maintenance resolution is passed. And we're moving on, talk about a mower for the mini excavator.
Yeah, we currently got rid of our tractor mower that we had in the past, and the city's never replaced it, so I got to demo one a week or two ago for the new excavator that we have, and I figured that'd help us reaching up higher banks and stuff where we can get further up it. It also cuts brush, but it does do good on the grass. So we demoed that. I believe it's $5,500. So I was just seeing if that's something that we could get purchased, and then we can start working on cleaning up some of these hillsides where the tractors and stuff used to mow it, and that we just weed it.
I noticed where you demoed down by the city garage, it reached quite a ways up that hill. It looked real nice.
Yeah. And it works on the excavator and Bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
You can use it on two different machines.
What was the price?
$55. And I'll make the motion that we purchase it.
All right, we have a motion to purchase this mower. No second.
Seconded.
We have a second by David. All right.
Thank you, David.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next on the agenda, 2024 personal policy handbook. That's something that's been in the works for a while, is it, Cindy?
Yeah. Nathan was working on it, and then they passed a new law for the part-time, I should have read this before it got in here, part-timers get 1 hour of like PTO now, starting January 1st for every 40 hours they work. So that needed to be included in it, so... Anything got it included in there and got it done? Just have it okayed with you guys.
I tried reading it. It sounds like an attorney word.
I deleted about 13 pages out of that manual. So
yeah, there was a lot of stuff that was repeated in there.
There was a lot of fluff in there. Just stuff
there's
didn't
no
matter.
Fluff in there.
So I took, well, legalese maybe, but not so much of this kumbaya stuff. Anyhow.
Where did it start from? I mean, the handbook. Did it start from state of Illinois or another city or?
No, we've had one for a long time.
This is something that I've revised. I think was it 2017.
I think so.
And then my understanding was it was revised after me, and that's where we get all the non-legal stuff in there. And then I took another look at it, the current version of it. We doctored up, as Cindy pointed out, the vacation time for all the various requirements of the Paid Leave Workers Act, which is in effect here in a couple of weeks. So that's all consistent with the law now. And then we also had, in the, at least the version that I had, references to city administrator. And that position, as I understood it, was kind of gone by the wayside. So we deleted references to city administrator. And all references that formerly were made to the city administrator now say city clerk. So if you guys are content with that, then those are the material changes. Again, I deleted quite
a bit. So this is for all employees?
Correct.
All full-time?
I believe the police have a separate policy manual, though. So it's just for the streets and water folks.
Okay, but it says full-time and police.
Oh, because I thought it was. I didn't know police had a different one.
So
I've never seen one. I didn't know
so
that.
So are we voting for the police or just the other employees?
Have you gone through yours at all since you've been here?
Very briefly.
Okay. Well, the part of the police just says full of the paid holidays, but on my agenda, 24 personal policy handbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a line of
holidays for the police.
Yeah, so this is not paid holidays. This is vacation time that I'm talking about.
They got a policy handbook and stuff that they have, but this is only for the city.
And that policy is governed by state of Illinois.
It's by the city and.
Okay.
Most of the provisions in there are all based on state law.
Correct.
Law.
That's what I'm saying.
So
state law.
It's all in one way or another. Goes back to
pretty.
Statute.
Yeah.
That's set in stone.
cut by the law and not by what we think we should have.
Yeah, I didn't sit down and think what would work nice.
So if we vote on this tonight, this is for just the full-time employees, other than the police. This doesn't pertain to police.
This is any personnel.
I mean, it says in the agenda police, so it's either.
No, it just says, no, this is personnel policy handbook.
You're looking at line.
That's line below.
You're looking at line F, we're looking at line E.
That's the holidays.
The holidays.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm a line ahead. I'm sorry.
So the personnel policy applies to any part-time, any full-time at-will employee for the city of Lewistown. Does not apply to appointed officers, does not apply to elected officers.
And this was prepared by you, Nathan?
That's the draft. I mean, I'm not in any way, shape, or form opposed to changing anything in there, if you guys want to do that. That's about 79% what was there before with the new changes and then the references to the city administrator film.
Now, the final say on this is if something out of the ordinary, is it taken care of by the mayor or by the city council?
Most issues are resolved by the mayor.
Okay.
Very little of this goes to the city council.
Okay. Thank you.
So if you want it that way, we can make
I'm just asking if it's worth it, realize.
It typically goes to supervisor or clerk, and then it goes to the mayor.
Okay.
That way we can blame him.
Take a number. Do we have to act on this tonight, or?
No, I'd encourage you to
everyone
go through it and make sure you know it before we pass it.
Right. I mean, maybe that's the thing to do, everyone's.
I've read it. Do we need to look at the police one too enough with the new laws and anything?
I would suggest.
They have Lexi Pohl, is who they have.
Do you have somebody to do that? Because I haven't touched that.
They have a Lexi Pohl, which is the national.
Yes. So
a policy database.
When I originally drafted that, I know Worland's gone through like four different versions since I touched it. And so I'm guessing whatever version you have right now is his up to date whenever he did it last. And those never get sent back to me for anything. So it's just done by the guys and sent out.
I will go through it and look at it and
if there's paid time off in there, I'd like to at least go through that with you to make sure we're legal.
There is paid time off.
Okay.
I'll get you a copy of it.
Okay, great. And that'd be the only consideration. Well, that's the only consideration I worry about, though, because we have to be in compliance, at least in practice. I don't think there's any requirement that it be contained within the personnel policy. I just know that we have to allow those paid time off hours to accumulate starting January 1st. So as long as we're doing that, the policy manual doesn't really, I don't think it prohibits anybody from keeping track of those hours and accumulating it correctly. So, anyhow, my 2 cents.
All right, thank you. So what's everybody want to do here? Take time to read it, or everybody's familiar with it? Do we want to pass it?
I went through it.
Let me know what you guys want to do.
Yeah, I went through it.
I think we might as well.
I think our city attorney recommends
that. Wait, do that to make a motion then, Jimmy.
Some of it's like comical, but like tobacco use. Prohibits the use of tobacco in city hall or visitor center, but it's like, okay, I've come in with chewing tobacco, it might going to be.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just things like that. Just gets
that
me,
was
like,
the one that
really,
I just about hit the delete button.
Yeah.
We're going somewhere.
I have a funny court
make
story.
A motion.
You make
a motion.
Go for it. Whatever.
Motion to pass it.
That was funny.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to pass this personal policy handbook. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. There we go. We'll move on. The paid holidays for full-time and the police. You guys all have your list. It's the same thing we do every year, approving the holidays.
Holidays for 2024. full-time employees.
We have a motion and a second to approve the list of holidays for 2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We have the same thing for the council meeting dates for 2024. Y'all have your list there. I need a motion to approve those council dates, council meeting dates.
Motion to approve the council meeting date.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the council meeting dates for 2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Meeting dates have been set. Next item on the agenda, presentation of bills. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills this evening? Have any questions, comments? If none, can we get a motion to pay all the properly endorsed bills, please?
Motion to pay all properly endorsed bills.
All right, we have a motion. We need a second to pay the bills.
I'll second.
All right. Motion and a second. Roll call vote to pay the bills, please. Roll call vote, please.
Oh. Sure.
That's all right.
I was looking at Bruton.
They have the ability to lull you to sleep.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Borg.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right.
Sorry.
Bills have been approved to be paid. We do not need a closed session unless anyone wants one. No? No closed session needed. All right. Motion to adjourn. Meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.
All right. Let's hear your story.